Like fashion, torture comes in a variety of styles. The paramedic shoved the gurney into the ambulance. Why would anyone, he thought, force Father Michael O'Shannon to trample through a bed of burning coals? And in the name of Jesus! He'd never heard anything like the babbling of the old priest. There were plenty of outlandish stories about the church and Catholics, but he assumed tales from his drinking buddies were all bullshit. He tucked the blanket around the priest's vomit-stained collar. His partner, with less than 2 months on the job, collected the BP cuff and IV tube. Father O'Shannon struggled to breathe. He curled his knees into his chest in agony and then muttered as he reached toward his red, swollen feet, "They keep shoving me!" The paramedic wiped foam away from the mouth of the priest with a tissue and leaned toward his ashen face. Words trickled from the old man's lips with his drool. "They hold me back, then push at me again. I can't take it anymore." He uttered each word as if it were his last. When the ambulance rolled away with its siren blaring, the paramedic adjusted the IV saline dripping into the frail vein. All would be reported to the cop stationed at Grady's ER after the paperwork was filled out. He leaned back and stared across at his partner. "What the hell's going on around here?" The rookie shrugged and shook his head. By the time they arrived at the emergency entrance to Atlanta's Grady Memorial, the father had erupted into violent convulsions. Yellow foam gushed from his mouth and showered the blanket, just like with the others. Damon Keene crept across the gorge on some hiker's jerry-rigged bridge of tattered rope and rotting timber. It looked like a 50-foot drop. He gingerly steered his right foot forward as he hugged the ropes on either side. "Careful, Alonzo," he shouted. Keene was in his third year of volunteering as a chaperone for a week each summer at Dream Valley Ranch for wayward teenagers. The Perez boy stumbled ahead over the makeshift span that swayed like a dinghy in a gale. An older teenager in the group behind yelled that Keene wasn't moving fast enough, the same teen who'd tripped him, accidentally, on the hiking path 10 minutes before. Keene's first mistake was agreeing with Alonzo that the troop should take the swinging bridge to get back to the campsite. They could have finished the hike on the sidewalk along the highway bridge, the way normal people cross the ravine. The contraption spanning the gorge reeled from side to side again. Keene felt like a cat on a chandelier. "Hold tight, Alonzo." At 13, the terrified boy was the youngest of the group. The older kid yelled from behind, "What's the matter, Dr. Keene?" Apparently, 15-year-old Tucker Carlton needed for the others to hear him and have something to chortle about at dinner. Keene turned to face Tucker, a boy who approached his own 6-foot-2-inch height, but was too scrawny to match Keene's well-toned frame. At that moment, Keene realized the swaying wasn't coming from the wind, but from Tucker, yanking on the ropes and rocking the friggin' bridge. Deep within the darkest cavern of his mind,